Dorothy Krogan is an 82-year-old woman, a teacher, a mother, and Reno resident. She attended the peace vigil held by Black Lives Matter organizers. In this audio postcard, she shares her memories growing up as a Black woman in the United States. Her story begins in North Carolina. As a note of disclosure, this story contains offensive racial slurs.
My mother was a strong woman. She had all the whole thing to carry on her shoulders. She was busy working day after day herself, Monday through Saturday. We all contributed to trying to keep the family together and trying to keep it going. Sunday we went to church, and she raised me up with a great work ethic, all of us, all eight. No one ever got in trouble. Even though we were in the backwoods, no one ever got in trouble. And as soon as we got large enough to go into the fields, that's where we had to go, because the cotton was ready and everybody was going out there picking cotton that was black. I was 16 and thinking, I want to go to college. I said to my mother, if I could go into the fields where my brother's working, I could make $5 a day instead of $3 a day. If your brother will take care of you, she said, keep you safe, you can do that. I went into the fields with the men and got $5 a day, working from sun up to sundown. And my mother was able to save enough for me to get to college the first year. $500 I needed to get into Norfolk State College. When I was in school, we got the leftover books from the white schools. Pages missing, pages all torn up, pages written on, all this ugly stuff. When I was at the university, I worked every waking, every hour that I wasn't in a class. I was working in somebody's office to make ends meet so that I could stay in school. But God blessed me to get through that. And every summer I went off to somewhere, worked as a maid, worked in a cleaning company that was huge where it was steaming hot in there all day. But I worked. I got enough money to go back to school every summer until I finished. The trials and tribulations came, but God blessed me to persevere. The first job I went to, it was in a newspaper in Virginia. And I called to make an appointment for the job. And they said, yes, come on in for the interview. I went there and I sat just about all day long. But people went in and in and in ahead of me, all white people. The secretary came out at 5 o'clock and she said, gal, why are you still sitting here? I said, I'm Dorothy Krogan. I'm Dorothy Holloway. I have an appointment for an interview. And it was supposed to be at 3 o'clock. She says, yeah, we don't have niggas here. So that was my first experience in trying to get a job. After I got out of college, I went in the Peace Corps for 2 years. Then after we got out, I got married. My husband and I raised 4 children that were not ours. We had 2, and we raised 4 others to help somebody else out. And then we lived in California for 45 years. I had 5 boys. My nights were restless because I didn't know what would happen to them when they were in high school. I never knew whether they'd come home or not, because we were in a small community. And there were like 3 black families in that community. And while my boys were great athletes, everybody just loved them to death. But when they got hurt and couldn't play, nobody really cared about them anymore. Nobody knew them anymore. So much hope that things will change and that people, young people coming on behind us, will have a better life. We'll have a life of equality and equity and fairness and justice, and be able to have decent homes and send their children to school, get good educations. We all deserve equal privileges and opportunities.
That was Dorothy Krogan, an 82-year-old woman, a teacher, a mother, and Reno resident, speaking about her experiences as a Black woman in the United States.